Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. The health service executive is this lunchtime investigating the death of a four-year-old child, which may be linked to the bacterial infection known as invasive group A streptococcal. There have, as you'll know, been a number of confirmed child fatalities from the disease in the UK, including one in Northern Ireland. Before we came on air, I spoke to Dr. Eamon O'Moore, Director of National Health Protection with the HSE and the Health Protection Surveillance Centre. I began by asking him what's known of the case of the child who died.
Well, firstly, any death in a child is a terrible event, and I'm terribly sorry to learn of this. As far as we understand it at this time, we have been receiving reports of a death in a four-year-old. And as far as we understand it, among a number of other conditions that were being considered as contributory factors, there may be a consideration about invasive group A streptococcal infection, or IGAS. This is still being investigated actively, so as I speak to you, we haven't confirmed that. It is subject to further laboratory investigation, but it is reasonable to say that it's among the differential diagnoses at this time.
Right. Obviously, dreadfully distressing for a family. Are you able to say what part of the country this child was in?
As far as I'm aware, it comes to us from Area A, which is, in terms of our public health group, that part of the country that covers the northeast and north Dublin.
And the results of the tests that are being carried out, how soon would you hope to have confirmation one way or the other?
So we hope to learn more during the course of the day, but this is subject to some laboratory processes that are time-sensitive. So, and obviously, we're very aware that there are a lot of sensitivities here, and we don't want to add to anyone's distress at this difficult time. So we will take our time and due diligence in ensuring we have the correct diagnosis. So we will get that information as soon as possible.
What can you tell us about the number of reported or confirmed cases of strep A at this stage?
So in terms of invasive group A streptococcal infection, or IGAS, which is the most serious form and the one for which we collect surveillance data, in Ireland to date, there have been so far 55 confirmed cases associated with two deaths, and those deaths were in older people.
And the number of cases involving children?
So of the number of cases reported to us, 16 were paediatric cases, so about a third of the notified cases to date.
So to date, 55 reported cases, 16 of those paediatric cases in children, and two confirmed deaths of older people. How does this compare with previous years? In previous years, would there be similar levels of invasive group A strep?
Well, interestingly, during the pandemic years, so 2020, 2021, we'd actually seen a reduction in the number of invasive group A streptococcal infections reported to us. Now, this is not unexpected because of the significant disruption in the normal mixing patterns during this period of time. In the pre-pandemic years, during the course of 2018, for example, there were 136 cases reported during that year, and in 2019, 108. So, in fact, we had been on a somewhat downward trajectory prior to the pandemic. During the pandemic, very low numbers of cases compared to historic trends. And so this year is perhaps being characterized by a rebound in the number of cases compared to the pandemic years.
For parents and others who might be concerned, particularly in relation to cases in young people, in children, what might they look out for?
Yes. Well, firstly, it's important to say that group A streptococci are a common bacteria, and they're a common source of infection that are often and usually relatively mild and self-limiting. So they can cause infections like tonsillitis and pharyngitis and scarlet fever. When things become serious and dangerous is when the bug becomes invasive. So this is what we call IGAS, invasive group A streptococcal infection. And this is where the bug gets into parts of the body where it's not normally found, such as the lungs, the bloodstream. And in those circumstances, things can be very serious indeed. But in terms of GAS infections, group A streptococcal infections generally, symptoms to look out for include sore throat, fever, chills, and muscle aches. And there's useful advice on symptoms and signs on undertheweather.ie or the HSC or HBSC website. But if you feel your child is unwell, you should trust your own judgment as a parent. You know your child best. Contact your GP if you feel your child is getting worse, if your child is feeding or eating much less than normal. And for younger infants, if they have a dry nappy, could be a sign of dehydration, and that's a concern. And if your baby's under 3 months and has a temperature of 38 degrees, or older than 3 months and has a temperature of 39 degrees or higher, this is an indication to get some medical advice. If your child is having difficulty breathing, and you may notice grunting noises, or that their tummy is sucking in under the ribs as they breathe, or if there are pauses in the child's breathing, or if your child's skin or tongue or lips are turning blue, or if your child's floppy, or will not wake up, then these are very serious signs, and that's when you should call 999 or go to the emergency department for further advice and support.
Yeah, but as you say, in most cases, the illness can be treated effectively. It's for the most part with antibiotics. Is that right?
That's right. So group A streptococcal infection can be treated with antibiotics. So that's the good news. And we have got effective treatments, usually using penicillin. But for people who are allergic to that, there are other drugs available. So it is important that if we're concerned, a child is reviewed and treated. And also, this is an infectious disease. So one of the things we're trying to do is to avoid transmission of infection. And untreated people may be able to spread infection, but 24 hours after antibiotic treatment, this effectively stops transmission. So for those reasons, it's important that we take the right actions in terms of treatment and care.
Yeah, in Britain, in the UK, where I think now 9 children have died from this infection, there's been a suggestion from one government minister that they might get preventative antibiotics, pupils in schools where there's been a case. Is that something that might be looked at?
So this is a concept known as chemoprophylaxis, and it's the idea that in a setting that's prone to outbreaks, where you have the introduction of an infectious disease, those people that are very close contacts may be benefit from treatment. We are looking at both the UCSA guidance carefully and considering whether this should apply in Ireland. And I've been working this morning with experts in HPSC and working in our primary care and paediatric specialist services to consider that. So we're actively looking at that, but mindful that already there is extant guidance that allows directors of public health and public health consultants in response to an outbreak to consider interventions, including the treatment of contacts, if that's deemed appropriate, on the basis of a risk-assessed approach.
Are you expecting that there will be further reported cases now in the days and weeks ahead?
I think it's reasonable to expect that. We do see these trends in streptococcal infections, which are generally quite seasonal. So it is not unexpected that we would see a rise. But of course, what we also know is that many of the, let's call it, natural history of infectious diseases have been interrupted by the experiences of the pandemic. So this year is a little unusual, and we're seeing a rise in strep that's maybe out of sync with where we'd normally expect it to be. But I think it is inevitable that there will be rising cases. But the other thing I think we also need to remember is this is a multi-pathogen winter. In other words, there are lots of bugs circulating, and not only strep A, but also, unfortunately, still COVID and also flu and respiratory syncytial virus. So our message is that people should be mindful of this. They should take the public health measures that people are very familiar with around respiratory etiquette. If children or people are older adults are ill, they should not be mixing with others. And we should also take up the offer of vaccination for flu and for COVID if we're offered it. And this is still a thing to do. We know that, for example, strep infections often follow virus infections. So it may be predisposing people to get strep A if they've recently recovered from a respiratory infection. So that's why it's important that we do what we can to manage down viral infectious diseases while still thinking about bacterial ones like strep A.
And that's the director of the HSE's National Health Protection, Dr. Eamon O'Moore.